The following is a paid program, the content provided by BigYield.us. Time for the Big Yield Spotlight, coming to you from the Forum outside of Garden City. Kyle Hill visiting with Kent Kaufman of BigYield.us. We're glad to be out here today.
Thank you for being here, Kyle.
And you were a geospatial engineer in the military, Kent. Tell us a bit more about that experience and what exactly geospatial engineering is.
So one of the things I'm really happy about is I can actually kind of bring my military experience to agriculture. And so what a geospatial engineer is it someone who takes mapping data and then you display that data for people to make decisions with. So kind of like you do the same thing with farms where you fly over a field. Well, we did the same things. We kept track of troop movements, enemy attacks, weather, snow melt, flooding, different types of soil types, bridges, and just a little bit about everything. Pretty much, we would just turn all of this into a map that somebody could hold into their hands or something digitally like you would do with a Google Earth or some mapping software like that.
How'd you get this data?
So we got this data through a multitude of sources. We got it through drones, we got it through planes, satellites, and even got some from blimps.
All right. Now, how is this coming together for agriculture?
So in agriculture, we use the same sources to get data. We use the drones, we use the planes, satellites, all of that. And so on the research farm, I've been using drones for the last several years. Many growers we work with have also been doing the same thing. And there's a whole bunch of satellite imagery out there, and a bunch of planes have been taking pictures of fields just for years.
What are the differences in these mapping sources?
Well, the differences are that drones will get you the highest resolution data on your fields, and they can also be done the most often. Satellites, they consistently image your fields. They can't get that same resolution, so you're not able to check for things like replants, for instance, but they are very good for getting that consistent imagery. But they are, because they're on that unflexible schedule, if there's a cloud in the way, then you won't be able to see your fields. Planes have traditionally been in the middle, resolution-wise, but they've been pretty pricey. And so what we have is we've been able to work a new aerial plane service that's very, very attractively priced.
How does your mapping service work?
Well, what we do is we use planes to fly growers' field roughly every 10 to 14 days. We do it for a total of 12 times during a growing season. And here we use four different sensors. And what these do is they give growers immediate information about water, disease, and pest issues. We can cover over 500,000 acres in a day and get these maps back to the grower within 24 hours. And if we can just save a grower just a couple bushels from spotting problems and saving yield, then the service will pay for itself.
Now, these four different sensors, does this mean that you can do one flyover and it takes care of all four things, or do you got to do multiple flyovers?
Yes, so in each flyover, we will get all four of these sensors. We have four different cameras on the plane, and so you get all four of this information. And again, for every single field, and turned over within 24 hours for that immediate decision-making.
Now, if somebody has questions about the mapping service or any of the other products available through Big Yield, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, the first way they can do is they can check our website. It's bigyield.us. They can also call us here on the research farm. It's 816-773-6096. They can stop by the research farm. We're off of Route 7 just west of Garden City. We're on the north side. You'll see giant, giant signs that say The Farm. And just come right on in. We'll show you what we're doing, how the research farm works, and explain anything you want to know about.
And you're showing us quite a bit of the facility here as we are taking care of our Big Yield Spotlight here on site at the Farm Research Center. And a wonderful facility you guys got here.
Thank you, Kyle.
Once again, we've been visiting with Kent Kaufman, getting his perspective on the products available here with BigYield.us. Thank you for that perspective. Also, thank you for your service, and we look forward to more conversations with you.
The proceeding has been a paid program, the content provided by BigYield.us.